listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
And welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason. Wells Guthrie producing the show, hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. It is a pleasure to bring in 2012 Cy Young Award winner R.A. Dickey, now with the Toronto Blue Jays, formerly of the Tennessee Vols. R.A., how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We'll get to your Dickey's Workman launch that you're doing with Dickey's Catch with the Kids. We'll get to that in just a sec. I got to ask, though, you're talking to a couple of 40-somethings. You've hit the big 4-0. What were your expectations going into this, and did you ever think you would still be pitching in the big leagues at age 40?
No. If you were to ask me when I was 30, I would have never said I would be pitching when I was 40, you know. But it's that's one of the things that the knuckleball allows for, you know. You can it's less taxing on your body, so it allows you to go a little bit longer. But you keep yourself in okay shape, you can keep going.
Montgomery Bell Academy to Tennessee. At Tennessee, you were an English lit major. Had baseball not worked out for you, and there were plenty of times, and we can get to this too, plenty of times down the road it didn't look like it was going to work out for you. What would you have done had baseball not?
You know, I think I probably ended up being a writer of some kind, you know, or a teacher at school. You know, some of the people that have made the biggest impact in my life have been teachers and coaches, specifically in high school. So I would have probably gone that route, I think.
You're listening to R.A. Dickey with the Toronto Blue Jays, former NL Cy Young Award winner with the Mets back in 2012.
R.A., thanks for the time. And David touched on it. And you get drafted in 96. You spend four long years in the minors. You get sent down again after Texas in 2001, again in 2007. How much sweeter did that make 2012 and that year, considering the ups and downs of your professional career?
It was really satisfying because, you know, there were plenty of times, you guys alluded to it before, you know, there's plenty of times when you thought about, you know, what am I doing? I'm in AAA on a bus for 12 hours. I got two kids. I'm 33 years old. You know, what am I doing? And so when 2010 came along and I kind of started to really get the hang of the knuckleball, it was a real rewarding journey because I had put in so much time in the minor leagues and trying to figure it out. And, you know, 6 a.m. in spring training, going into the cages and just throwing ball after ball into the cage and trying to figure out the grip and the mechanic. And so all of it coming together was very satisfying, to say the least. And then 2012 was just such a magical year, and that it's hard to even explain because everything that could have gone right went right. And it was something that doesn't happen very often, which also makes it pretty special. But at the same time, I got to experience it with my family, who has been a big support for me through this process.
Well, and you alluded that if baseball hadn't, and wrestling with those decisions, possibly being a writer, a lot of people may or may not know, but you have written your life story. And I a big part of that, and I'm curious, my question, I guess, would be, were you more nervous divulging the sexual abuse you encountered as a child? Was it more therapeutic? What, I mean, how was that process for you in writing your autobiography?
Oh, you know, there was a lot of different emotions. You know, I think I was frightened, you know, scared for sure. And also it was very cathartic to be able to kind of share your story with people that you thought may or may not have a similar experience, but just didn't have anywhere to go with it. I mean, I think that was my real hope. And it was, how can I connect with a population of people who were in pain and probably hadn't come out to tell anybody about their own trauma. And it was kind of an encouragement for them too. And so it was a great experience all around. Now, it did not come without its difficulties, you know, having to write about real intimate details that, you know, that you were ashamed of and that you were scared about. It's not easy. So I had a lot of people in my life who really loved me well and poured into me in a way that allowed me to write that story. So it was, you know, writing Wherever I Wind Up, which is the title of the book, was a great experience.
And how many people do you still hear from, people you don't know, almost on a daily basis? thanking you for sharing your experiences and in any way that you could have helped them?
Yeah, you know, it's been really, really neat because, you know, the book has allowed me to kind of go on speaking engagements or talk to groups. And to a person, you know, there's been people that have come and just shared their own experience. And there's even been times when they've told me that I'm the only person that they've ever told, or they'll write me a letter, or a piece of fan mail will come that will share something about the book and that they connected with. And, you know, that's the thing about life, right? You know, we all have similar experiences when it comes to dealing with adversity. We all deal with adversity, and to know that there's somebody out there that has walked a mile in your shoes is comforting. And that's been evident in the people that I've talked to throughout the years.
You're listening to R.A. Dickey, pitcher with the Toronto Blue Jays, former Cy Young winner with the New York Mets in 2012, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. R.A., I've read where your knuckleball has been clocked as low as 54 miles an hour. You always hear about pitchers that touch 95 that want to get to 97 or 98. Have you ever tried to top your own personal record with your knuckleball to see if you can get it closer to 50?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a knuckleballer with the Red Sox right now named Steven Wright, and we're obviously friends because we've shared a little bit of our own stories with one another, because we're the only two knuckleballers in the major leagues now. We were just in Boston, and he told me the other day he threw 148 miles an hour. So we've got this ongoing competition of who can throw the slowest knuckleball. I think last game against the Red Sox, I threw one at 61. So I've got a long way to go to be able to hit 47, which would break his 48. But we'll see what we can do.
All right,
next time out.
Talk about what you've got going. Dickies Workwear launching Dickies Catch with the Kids. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's a great promotion. I've been working with Dickies for 3 years now, and I was really excited about this particular program because, you know, as a dad, I couldn't really wait until my kids got older and we could play catch together. And we're running a promotion that's very easy but very rewarding. And it's fathers taking pictures of the mom taking pictures of the dads playing catch with their kids and going to Dickies.com and submitting their entries. And they've got a chance to win a $5,000 cash prize. And they also have a chance to win daily prizes, which include autographed memorabilia by me or, you know, Dickies cooling gear, cooling T-shirts, things like that. So it's a great promotion. It promotes something that's very valuable to me. I'm the father of four, and one of my favorite moments as a father was when my daughter came up to me as an 8-year-old. She's 13 now and said and asked me to teach her to throw the knuckleball. And so that's, you know, there's an opportunity to do that. We're just promoting that relationship, and it's a great promotion.
All right, when we have guests like you on, we like to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Okay.
All right.
Go.
I'm sure you're probably a pitcher that a lot of hitters want to face the least. I mean, they just cannot do anything with the knuckleball. Who is the hitter that you have least liked to face throughout your career?
Omar Infante.
Wow, the leading vote getter, all-star second baseman at a whopping 202.
Yeah, I know it. Those guys give me fits.
If you ever see Clayton Kershaw about, do you like try to group yourself with him and say, here's the last four National League Cy Young Award winners?
No, but I'm sure he's upset with me. 2012.
What does Tennessee have to do to get back on to get back into SEC relevance in baseball? I know they brought Larry Simcox back. What do the Vols need to do to be a major player again?
Well, I think they've got the right people in place. It's just a matter of being consistent with their on-field performance. I think they've shown flashes, but they've just got to be consistent. I think that's one of the things that makes that SEC so good, is they've got such consistent good play. So just being consistent.
When the knuckleball's really dancing, do you have to fight off the giggles?
No, because it can be real humbling too. You throw a knuckleball that doesn't knuckle to the plate, it goes further than any ball that you can imagine. So you're constantly walking that razor's edge, right, of throwing one that somebody swings at and it hits them in the back foot, but they swing at it, and the one that you don't throw so well that goes 500 feet.
R.A. Dickey, knuckleball pitcher, age 45, still in the majors.
I don't think so. That's a little bit too, you know, I can only see, I've got to start in 2 days, so I can't see much past that.
Does anybody still call you Robert or Alan?
My mom sometimes calls me Robert Allen, but most people just call me R.A., but Robert Allen's usually when I'm in trouble.
R.A., listen, thank you so much for taking the time. You've got obviously an amazing story to tell, and we really do appreciate you visiting us with us here in Chattanooga on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
No problem. Thanks for the time, man.
All right. R.A. Dickey, formerly of the Tennessee Vols, the NL Cy Young Award winner in 2012 with the Mets, and now with the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll open up the Hardee's Hotline again. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.